Here's an audio test for microphone number one as the Salem Red Sox and Delmarva Shorebirds will play some baseball. Here's an audio test for microphone number two as the Red Sox and Shorebirds play some baseball. We welcome you to Salem Memorial Ballpark on this Saturday afternoon as this ultra-competitive series between the 57 and 54 Salem Red Sox and the 39 and 72 Delmarva Shorebirds continue to Game 5. It is a packed house tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Delmarva Shorebirds look to go back-to-back in the win column for the first time this week. Here's their starting order for Game 5 of the six-game set. The center fielder, number 9, Reed Trimble, will lead things off, followed by the right fielder in number 33, Dylan Beavers. Third baseman, number 38, Max Wagner, bats third. While hitting cleanup, it's the first baseman, number 17, Isaac De Leon. The second baseman, number 15, Frederick Bencosme, bats fifth, while the designated hitter for the Delmarva Shorebirds is number 39, Silas Ardwan. Left fielder, number 26, Michael Desson, bats seventh, while the catcher, number 45, Creed Williams, bats eighth, and the shortstop, number 4, Adam Crampton, will round out the order. It's a new pitcher on the mound today for the Salem Red Sox, recently promoted from the Florida Complex lead, number 29, right-handed pitcher Luis Perales, the 6'1" pitcher that weighs 160 pounds. 19-year-old pitcher has had an incredible FCL time. He does have an 0-1 record, folks, but in his 7 starts, he has an ERA of a 1.08. He's pitched 25 innings, he has struck out 34 opposing batters, and his whip is a .76. Not too bad, and let's see if it's able to carry over to the single A level as he will take on a Delmarva Shorebirds offense that has been lethal the first 4 games of the series. It's a great night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Perales will step into the first pitch, and it's outside for ball one. 6.03 p.m. our first pitch time here at Salem. Delmarva winning last night's contest as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. 117-10 on Tuesday last night. More defensive win. 6-3 result for the Shorebirds, and the 1-1 pitch is high and away for ball two. The Red Sox won Tuesday's and Wednesday's game. A 9-6 victory on Wednesday night and 11-10 on Thursday. 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss on the fastball. 95 miles per hour. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two count. Reed Trimble once again leading off the order for the Delmarva Shorebirds. He's been that staple leadoff batter. 2-2 pitch. Trimble gets underneath of this and sends it just to our left of the press box. And the count will hold at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's a warmish evening here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, around 82 degrees as Trimble shoots the 2-2 pitch deep to right field, and it's a leadoff home run. Reed Trimble exits the ballpark at the first at-bat of the game. And it's Delmarva 1, Salem 0 in the early going. The automated boo birds come out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but Reed Trimble, we haven't really seen that power yet this week, but in the first plate appearance of the entire game, he's able to crush a home run down that right field side. And here is Dylan Beavers, the right fielder, who takes the first pitch for a called strike one. So if you guys just tuning on in, well, Delmarva has already struck on the scoreboard. A Reed Trimble solo home run has given the Shorebirds a 1-0 lead. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Perales, and this will miss low for ball one. Taking a look at what Perales has in his repertoire, he works fastball, curveball, changeup as the 1-1 we sent foul into the netting down the third baseline. Fastballs hit around the mid-90s, while the curveball sits around the mid-70s, and well, we might not see the changeup all too much, but it is definitely going to be his third pitch moving forward. He's got Beavers in a 1-2 hole. Here's the kick and the deal. Beavers shoots this back up the middle. It goes for a base hit. First hit the Trimble home run. Now it's a Dylan Beavers single. And the Shorebirds get the first two batters on to start the contest. Well, Beavers has been more than excellent in this series. And he sat out last night for Delmarva. Comes in today with a .462 batting average. And now Max Wagner, who had a multi-hit night, is the next man up. A little bit of lead for Beavers at first. Here's the pitch. It misses low for ball one. Salem Red Sox defense today is Brian Gonzalez out in left field, Carson Simas in center field, and out in right, it's Eduardo Lopez. Beavers with a little lead at first, but Miller is protecting the bag. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss by Wagner at the 96-mile-per-hour fastball. And the count evens up at one ball and one strike. John Frank Salazar is at third base today. Brayer Bonassi at shortstop. Chase Mydroth back in the lineup as well at second base. And Tyler Miller is at first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. But first, a pickoff attempt at first. And Beavers will get in standing up before a Miller tag. Matt Dillon also behind the plate tonight for the Salem Red Sox. Number 37 was behind the dish on Thursday. Sat out yesterday for Salem. 1-1 count, pitches away, and this one is in there for a called strike two. Salem Red Sox today rocking their all-white baseball uniforms with the white jersey and the white baseball pants. And on their jersey, they got the red Red Sox going through the front. They got the red numbering along the back. 1-2 pitch, runner holds, and Wagner fouls us over the screen and into the second level here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A traditional cap as well, with the dark blue cap with the red S on the front for the Red Sox. Meanwhile, Delmarva going back with their black baseball uniform with orange lettering on the front and an orange number on the back. Here's the 1-2 pitch, runner holds, and the breaking ball just misses low and away for ball two. 1-0 Delmarva lead thanks to a Reed Trimble solo shot, and Dylan Beavers follows it up with a single, and Max Wagner in a 2-2 count. And with that Shorebirds uniform, they are wearing the gray baseball pants today. 2-2 pitch to Wagner, check swing on a pitch low, and Brian Law says he goes. And there it is. Luis Perales gets his first single-A strikeout. It comes against Max Wagner to get the first out of the inning. So maybe this will be a good sign here for Perales. Maybe a little flustered in the early going. Not easy making the adjustment from the Florida Complex League to the Carolina League, especially with a packed house like this tonight. Isaac De Leon is the next batter, and first Perales will throw it to Miller, and it gets off the glove. Beavers is going to take off towards second base. It rolls off the tarp into shallow right field, and Beavers will go all the way into third. Felipe Rojas Jr. was thinking of sending the runner even home as Miller had a tough time picking it out in right field foul territory. But all of a sudden, Isaac De Leon has a chance to drive in the second run of the contest for the Shorebirds. So not the picture perfect start that Salem's Luis Perales was hoping for. wearing Michael Man Gonzalez's old uniform. Another top prospect in the organization comes in at number 29 of the Boston Red Sox organization, according to MLB Pipeline. First pitch of the at-bat to De Leon. It's a fastball that misses low at 96 for ball one. Well, De Leon returns to the lineup today for Delmarva at an 0-4 night on Thursday, where he picked up an RBI and scored a run, but struggled greatly at the plate after being struck out four times. Here's the 1-0 pitch to De Leon. It's a breaking ball that misses low and away. Good block by Dunlin as it rolls back into fair territory, but number 37 of the Red Sox able to pick it on up. Infield creeps in for the Salem Red Sox. is the count. Perales is taking a look at Beavers. Pitches away, and that one misses low at 95 for ball three. So gives up a home run, then a single, and then gets a punch out. But a 3-0 count here to De Leon. And we look to see who's on deck. It's the red-hot Frederick Bencosme. 3-0 pitch on the way, and this will miss low for ball four. And it's a four-pitch walk. And now the infield's going to come in and talk with their pitcher, as well as Nick Green, the pitching coach of the Salem Red Sox, making his first appearance on the mound. So a walk to De Leon will put runners at the corners with Beavers at third and De Leon at first base. And Frederick Bencosme is a .347 hitter for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Three home runs, 27 RBIs this season. And when Delmarva can produce some big offensive innings, well, that's where they found their most success this week. They had a 5-run top of the third inning yesterday. And that was pretty much the difference maker in the contest, because Delmarva added one run in the eighth inning, but Salem could not even catch up to the original five, as they could only produce three. A pretty long visit with Nick Green in the Salem Red Sox infield, although Brian Laws is coming in to break things up. He's our home plate umpire tonight. Shea Graham is our base path umpire. Same dimensions here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as it was for the first 60 or so games of the season. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, and 401 the straightaway center. One away, 1-0 Delmarva lead in the top of the first inning. Perales with a long look towards home. First pitch on the way to Bencosme. It drops low with the breaking ball. First ball one. Fifth batter of the inning for Delmarva, and we will see. And Felipe Rojas Jr., the third base coach, will try to go with a little double steal action, or at least try to move De Leon out of double play territory. Here's the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. That's a fastball at 96. That's tipped off the barrel of Bencosme and into the glove of Dunlin. Series tied at two games apiece in this six-game series. Winner today will at least clinch a tie of this six-game set. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and a check swing by Bencosme does not go, and the fastball misses low for ball two. Well, Delmarva used a big start offensively on Tuesday's 17-10 win, and they have their second of the week right here. 2-1 pitch. This will be popped up towards left side. Should be playable for Brandon Bonassi as he backs into the shallow third base position. And he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. A big out for Pialas. It's 2 now on the inning. And the designated hitter and Silas Ardwan will come up to the dish. Neither runner advanced, so you still have Beavers at third base. And you have De Leon at first. And Ardwan, who played last night for the Shorebirds, was the catcher. Went 1-4, scored a run, and was struck out twice. And Luis Perales is hoping to get his second punch out of the inning here against number 39 of the Shorebirds. Has an RBI this week. Outside of that, one hit in nine plate appearances. First pitch to Ardwan. This will be cranked into the screen behind home plate for strike one. Mentioned 82 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Salem. Storms might be coming the way throughout all day tomorrow, but tonight we have a good night for baseball as the 0-1 breaking ball misses low and outside as the count evens up at one ball and one strike. 1-0 Delmarva lead over Salem. A leadoff home run by Trimble. And followed by a single by Beavers has him at third and a De Leon walk at first. 1-1 pitch. It's taken by Arwan. And it's a called strike two by Brian Loss. It's military appreciation night today. I had the color guard out here. The marching band of the military playing the national anthem today behind home plate. As the runner at first goes, and it's in there for a called strike three. Luis Perales gets two punch-outs in his first inning with the Salem Red Sox, but he gives up a leadoff home run to Reed Trimble. Delmarva strands two, and it's a 1-0 Delmarva Shorebirds lead. We'll get our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense when we come back right after this break. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, an early Delmarva 1-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox. And we'll get our first look at the Salem offense coming up right now. Shortstop number 19, Brian Bonassi, will lead off the order. Right fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez, returns to the lineup and bats second. Second baseman number 23, Chase Mydroth, will bat third. While hitting cleanup, it's the first baseman number 14, Tyler Miller. The Red Sox DH tonight, number 11, Daniel McElveny. The third baseman, number 3, John Frank Salazar, bats 6th. The catcher, number 37, Matt Dunlin, bats 7th. The left fielder, number 28, Brian Gonzalez, bats 8th. And the center fielder, number 16, Carson Simas, will round at the order. Davey Cruz is the pitcher tonight for the Delmarva Shorebirds, making his first start here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in 2022. He will start off against a switch-hitting shortstop, Brian Bonassi, who sends the first pitch deep out towards center field, but Reed Trimble is there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. This gives us a good time to introduce the Delmarva Shorebirds lineup, or should say defensive alignment. Michael Desson in left field, Reed Trimble out in center field, Dylan Beavers out in right, while Max Wagner is at third, Adam Crampton at shortstop. Here's the first pitch to Eduardo Lopez. The switch hitting right fielder takes the right-handed batter's box and takes the first pitch for strike one. 0-1 count. Here's a pitch from Cruz, and it's a chopper right back in the middle, reaching out and making a glove play, and he tosses it towards first in time for the second out of the inning. Nice reach by Cruz at the mound, and he's able to get back-to-back outs to start off his night. Rest of the defense, it's Frederick Ben-Cosme at second base. We just saw Isaac De Leon in action at first. Creed Williams behind the dish today for the Delmarva Shorebirds. So that's two quick outs for Cruz and the Shorebirds, and now it's Chase Mydroth at the plate. First pitch, a breaking ball misses upstairs, and the count starts 1-0 for Mydroth. He's been hammering it so far at single A, 360 batting average this season, two home runs and four RBIs, and he takes the 1-0 pitch for a called strike one. Cruz has one appearance against the Red Sox this season. He allowed four runs, two earned, over 4 1/3 innings out of work, as Mydroth will put a chopper to the third base side. Wagner has it, and he throws him out for the third out of the inning. Well, that was easy for Cruz. He goes 1-2-3 to start off the night, and we go to the second inning with the Delmarva 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox 1-0 in the top of the second inning. And we're going to get our first look at the 7-8-9 part of the Shorebirds lineup. Left fielder Michael Desson will lead things off. And the first pitch is right down the middle at 96 miles per hour for a called strike one. Creed Willems and Adam Crampton also get their first plate appearance of the inning. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Desson, and quickly, Perales has an 0-2 count lead. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and this will be taken low. Good block by Dunlin, but no need to worry with the base paths clear. So a lot of hype about Perales, and he's done such a good job in the FCL, but a rough first inning as the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And just like he ended the first inning, he starts off the second by putting down Michael Desson. Well, he did give up that leadoff home run to Reed Trimble. And then the single to Dylan Beavers and even walked Isaac De Leon. But look on the bright side, he was able to get three punch outs through an inning and a third of work as Willems will take the first pitch low and away for ball one. A 176 hitter with two home runs and 16 RBIs. Willems sat out of yesterday's game, but the 1-0 pitch will be lifted down the left field line. Gonzalez hustling on over, but he won't be able to get it in time as it actually lands on the other side of the guardrail by the Salem Red Sox bullpen. Our last time we got to saw Willems, he went 1-of-3 with two RBIs and a double with a pair of strikeouts as well. On Thursday night, 1-1 pitch to Willems, and this is taken low and inside, and the count goes 2-1. Here's the set in the kick, 2-1 pitch, and that's well inside. Did not get caught by Dunlin as it ricocheted off the backstop. Luckily, was able to avoid Willems at the batter's box, and the count goes 3-1. Third game this series for Willems, and he's proven to be a good player in both of them prior. 3-1 pitches taken inside by Willems, 4-4. And a 5-pitch at-bat results in Creed Willems being the first Shorebird base runner of the inning as he has walked with one out. So we go down to the number 9 hitter. It is Adam Crampton to make his first plate appearance of the night for Delmarva. The right-handed hitting shortstop played in Thursday's contest, and it was not a good showing for the Delmarva shortstop. He went 0-4 with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch on the way to Crampton. This is upstairs for ball one. Willems isn't, looks like the guy to go for stolen bases, but has a little lead at first. Miller guarding the bag as well. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Crampton will foul this right by Reed Trimble in the on-deck circle for the Shorebirds. Crampton started off this series with back-to-back doubles. I mean, that was just heading around the order on Tuesday night where Delmarva put up 17 runs. 1-1 pitch. This is missed upstairs for ball two. Right now, a 1-0 Delmarva lead over Salem. Both teams with two wins in the series. And the Red Sox trying to stay in the chase in the North Division. 2-1 pitch to Crampton. This is fouled back towards the netting. And the count evens up at 2-2. Tonight was scheduled to be Weichelman's start for the Salem Red Sox. And his last appearance for Salem, I mean, it was marvelous. Six no-hit innings. 2-2 pitch. Crampton will chase the fastball upstairs and foul straight back and keep the count at 2-2. Well, the ballpark is buzzing tonight. People walking around the concourse having a good time in their seats. We'll love to see the Red Sox be able to come back from this 1-0 deficit. 2-2 pitch, swing, going to miss, strike three. And Adam Crampton goes down at the plate. And the first time through the order, Perales gets four punch-outs. And you compare that to the ratio of only two walks, that's not too bad. Your first time facing this Shorebirds lineup. But now he will have to face Reed Trimble for the second time today. And we know what happened last time with Reed Trimble. A 2-2 pitch right over the right field wall out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch, you'll pop this one straight up. Might be playable for Dunlin. Might be playable for Salazar. The third baseman calls off the catcher, and he makes the catch in foul territory for the third out of the inning. Much better result for the Red Sox this time around facing Reed Trimble. And the Shorebirds strand one base runner in Creed Willems. And it stays a 1-0 Delmarva lead. We'll come back and we'll see if Cruz can replicate another 1-2-3 inning. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is a 1-0 Delmarva lead as we enter the bottom of the second. Middle of the order, Tyler Miller to lead things off against Davey Cruz. And the first pitch to Miller is a swing and a miss on a nasty curveball for strike one. We'll also have the Red Sox designated hitter, number 11, Daniel McElveny, and the Red Sox third baseman, John Frank Salazar. 0-1 pitch is a slider that misses away, and the count evens up for Tyler Miller. A multi-hit night for the Salem Red Sox, 2-4 with a pair of RBIs, a run, and a double. Here's the 1-1 pitch and another breaking ball that Miller swings on and misses to go down 1-2 in the count. the ninth round selection in the 2021 MLB Draft. Miller trying to get the first base runner of the day. 1-2 pitch, he might have it here as he lifts it out towards left field, chasing it down is Deson, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Good hustle by Deson as he was shaded over towards the left field foul line and had to cover it going to his left. But he was able to make a reaching grab for to get the first out of the inning. Interesting position for Deson to be in, especially with Miller being a left-handed hitter, but hey, at least he was able to cover his track and not let that one draw in the gap. Now McElvedy will be the first base hit of the day for Salem as he bloops this one out to shallow left center field. No chance for Deson to get that one. And McElvedy, who went 0-3 last night, has one pitch, one hit for the Salem Red Sox. With that one-out single, the Red Sox get that coveted first base runner, breaks up the perfect game in the no-hitter. As John Frank Salazar comes to the plate, the right-handed hitting third baseman will watch the first pitch and pop this one up down the first base side, hooking into the seats it goes, and it lands about 10 rows up. Salazar went 1-3 last night for Salem, picked up a single, hitting .290 so far this season for the Red Sox. Runner at first with a little lead as the 0-1 pitch is going to be belted into the screen behind the dish. And the crowd had an audible moan because they didn't get the foul ball. I cannot believe that right there. It went up towards the screen. It looked like it was going to head over the wall. It did not. If it was going about another 6 inches over the screen, it would have been another souvenir. But for another time, folks. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Cruz, and this is a soft chopper that will roll foul down the third base side. And will stay 0-2 for Salazar. Kamek came to the ballpark today, was a little interested by this lineup. No Edison Paulino, no Keir Merritt in the lineup as well. Roberto Mexicano not in the lineup either, so it's definitely a different-looking Salem Red Sox team tonight. 0-2 pitch from the south, ball and a swing, going to miss strike three. Got a little bit of the barrel by Salazar, I should say, and it ricocheted into the glove of Willems, and that's the first punch out of the night for Davy Cruz. There's been three games this season where Cruz has gotten 7 punch outs in a performance. That is pretty spectacular, including the one August 9th against the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch the way to Matt Dunlin will miss upstairs and away for ball one. 2 outs on the board in the bottom of the second inning. The Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox 1-0 with a solo home run by Reed Trimble as the only difference. McElvedy at first base. Dunlin will get underneath of this one and pop this one foul down the right field side. He did that 7 strikeout performance in 4 2/3 innings, and that performance was all over the place for him because he gave up 4 earned runs on 5 base hits. The most out of any performance we've seen this season, as the 1-1 pitch is swung on by Dunlin and missed on for strike two. 1-1 record this season with the Delmarva Shorebirds, and improvement from his time in the FCL where he went 0-2. Now a 1-2 count with the breeze out towards right field. Pitch on the way, chopped to the third base side. It's scooped up by Wagner. His throw to second gets the sliding McElvedy in time. So a nice little 5-4 to end the inning for the Shorebirds. The Red Sox strand 1 base runner, and we go into the top of the third inning with a look at a new Luis coming to the mound. We'll give you all about number 46 for the Salem Red Sox when we come back as the Shorebirds lead 1-0 going into the third. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and it's Dylan Beavers that will lead things off for the Shorebirds as they lead 1-0 over the Red Sox. Luis Talavera is the new pitcher on the mound, and his first pitch is swung on and fouled back by Dylan Beavers. Also recently promoted from the Florida Complex lead. And not an easy battle to start off your time in the Carolina League against Beavers. 0-1 pitch, and that fastball misses outside and low for ball one. 5-1 win-loss record in the FCL this season in his 12 appearances with the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch to Beavers, driven opposite side, and this will hit off the netting and go into the concourse for a 1-2 count. Reed Trimble's solo home run is the only difference so far in this early going. As here's the 1-2 pitch, Beavers will slap this out towards left center field. Diving attempt by Simas, and he can't get it. It rolls into the gap and all the way to the wall. This might be a lot for Dylan Beavers as he's going to turn at second, go into third. He is halted at the bag. And just like that, Dylan Beavers picks up a leadoff triple. And the Elmarva Shorebirds are in business here in the third. Good effort by Carson Simas out in center field, but that was a lot of ground to make up to the center fielder's right side, and the diving attempt wasn't too far off, but it was dropping quite fast off the barrel of Beavers. So now Max Wagner at the plate. They got the best of him last time with a swinging strikeout. We'll see what number 38 of Delmarva is able to do in his second plate appearance. First pitch is inside for ball one. A nice little 1-0 start for Max Wagner. And here's the 1-0 pitch to Wagner. Chopper over to the right side. Two hop to Mydroth. The runner from Beavers will not go, so an easy force out at first as Mydroth gets it to Miller in time for the first out. So Wagner will be a little frustrated for not driving in Dylan Beavers. But now Isaac De Leon will be tasked with that responsibility with one out here in the top of the third. Walked on four pitches in his first at-bat, and with one out on the board and the runner still at third, the infield still pinched in. First pitch to De Leon misses low and outside. We were interrupted a bit by that Beavers triple. Now we didn't get to read the rest of the Talavera stat line for you. 14 2/3 innings of work where he's allowed an ERA of a 2.21. Now bouncer to Brandon Bonassi. Great play at first as he's able to throw it home. Now the runner and Beavers will slide up short. It's a double play. Bonassi got to Miller for one, and Miller gunned it home for two. And that's a nice way to get out the top of the third inning. Questionable base running by Dylan Beavers, but through 2.5, it remains Shorebirds 1, Red Sox 0. When we come back, our first look at Brian Gonzalez and Carson Simas today, and then back to the top of the order with Brainer Bonassi. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 1-0 Delmarva Shorebirds lead over the Salem Red Sox as we enter the bottom half of the third inning. We'll have Gonzalez, Simas, and Bonassi due up against Davi Cruz, who has had a very good start today at Salem. Through two innings of work, he has only given up a base hit to Daniel McElveny. He has one punch out and a series of pop-ups and groundouts. First pitch to Gonzalez spikes in front of home plate for ball one. Gonzalez went 0 of 3 yesterday for the Red Sox. He got aboard with the walk, but he struck out twice for Salem. Hitting 248 this season for the Red Sox with a single home run and 9 RBIs. Here's the kick in the deal by Cruz, and Gonzalez gets underneath of this one and sends it a mile high. Who's going to call everyone off? It appears that Max Wagner's got it, and he makes the catch just to the left of the pitcher's mound for the first out of the inning. Wagner's been all over the place this series. First time he's gone underneath a pop-up, but and folks that tuned in yesterday or were at the ballpark yesterday, they remembered with a Darryl Baylin pop-up and shallow first base side, Max Wagner, who was at third base, covered all that ground and made the catch. Carson Cima's at the plate. First pitch is taken low and inside by the right-handed hitting center fielder of the Red Sox. Could have come up with a near-spectacular grab in the top half of the third. And the 1-0 pitch to Cima's will be shot back towards the netting for strike one. Cima's had the night off yesterday for Salem, but on Thursday he went 1-4. And he scored a run. Cima's now hitting 183 for the Red Sox, consistently growing that number. And the 1-1 pitch. This is shot back towards the netting, and quickly the count goes 1-2. A little breeze at the ballpark. Not too much, though, as our American flag in center field doesn't have all too much movement. And here's the 1-2 pitch by Cruz, and this skips in front of home plate for ball two. I feel like we always have more wind at the ballpark before the game gets going than during the actual contest, and the 2-2 pitch is fouled back straight again by Cimas and will stay right at two balls and two strikes. David Cruz now has an ERA of a 3.03, which is a little bit of a drop from the 3.22 he came in today's game with. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and Cimas will put this one up the middle, reaching out to Ben Cosme. He keeps it in the infield, but he never recovered it, and Cimas will glide into first. They will count that as an infield single for Cimas. And a nice start to the day for the number 9 hitter as he picks up the base hit and brings up the top of the order with Bringer Bonassi. It was a good reaching effort to the backhand side by Ben Cosme, but he kept it from getting out towards right center field, but it was such a tough play for Delmarva's number 15 that he couldn't even get it in the glove, let alone even have a transfer and throw opportunity. First pitch to Bringer Bonassi is upstairs for ball one. The switch hitting shortstop is in the right-handed batter's box again. His first plate appearance of the game was a one-pitch pop-up to the center fielder, Henri Trimble. Now you got Cimas at first. A little bit of a lead for number 16 of the Red Sox, and De Leon covering the bag. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Bonassi hits it to the right side. It goes through for a base hit. Cimas turns fast at second. Here comes the throw from Beavers at right. It will not be in time as Cimas slides in safe. Bonassi with a single. It's back-to-back base hits for the Red Sox, and it's runners on the corners for Salem as Eduardo Lopez will make his way to the batter's box. From one switch hitter to the next, Eduardo Lopez, the right fielder, will get in the right-handed batter's box and has a great opportunity of driving in Salem's first run of the contest. Haven't seen this much Red Sox offense through the first two innings, but we get it here in the bottom of the third. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat, and Lopez will take the breaking ball called strike one on the inside half. Lopez grounded out towards Cruz's last time up. It was a nice hop and a skip into the glove of Cruz. He throws down to first, and the ball gets away from the first baseman, and scoring is going to be Carson Cimas. Getting away from it is Ben Cosme, and Bonassi will go all the way to third. Maybe not done just yet for Bonassi as he took a little side shuffle towards home, but he thinks better of it and goes back to third, and another throwing error from the pitcher, this time going against Cruz as it gets away and the run scores from third. And now Bonassi, who represents the leading run for the Red Sox, is 90 feet away. So both teams with a defensive mishap in the early going. As here's the 0-1 pitch to Lopez, and this will go inside. And does it hit off of Lopez's foot? I believe it did. So Bonassi was planning to come home as the ball spat towards the backstop. But as the ball hit Lopez, it's ruled as a dead ball by Brian Law. So Bonassi has to go to third, or should I say back to third. Going to first is now Eduardo Lopez. So Cruz, who was pretty much cruising his way through the Salem Red Sox lineup, has ran into some difficulty here. Back-to-back base hits by Simas and Bonassi, then a throwing error to score Simas, and then he hits the batter in Lopez. Jace Mydroth at the plate, one out in the inning, 1-1 ball game. Lopez goes, pitches inside for ball one, throw down to a second, not going to get the runner. Bonassi on the double steal scores. The Salem Red Sox have their first lead of the night. It's 2-1. Did it take long for Luke Montz to signal the double steal? Lopez taking off towards second base, and when the throw came down from Willems, it appeared that the second baseman, Ben Cosby, knew exactly what to do with it when the throw came down. But as the throw went off, Bonassi took off from third, and it was easy gliding for the Salem shortstop. So a good bottom of the third inning here for the Red Sox. They have capitalized off some Delmarva mistakes. And now we're stopped for the time being, as I think Ben Cosme was maybe a little rattled after that ball skipping up into him on the attempted tag out at second. Seems to be okay though, as Cruz allowed a second baseman to get a breather. 1-0 count. Cruz takes a look at the runner at second, kicks and fires, and Mydroth gets underneath of this. He shoots it up towards right field. Scooting on in is Beavers. Camps underneath of it to make the grab. That will be the second out of the inning. Lopez holds at the bag at second. So now the sixth batter of the inning for the Salem Red Sox, Tyler Miller, who popped up to the left fielder and Michael Desson his last time up, has a chance to collect his 49th RBI of the season with Eduardo Lopez at second base. First pitch on the way to Miller, cranked down the right field line. But this will hook foul and go for a loud strike one. I believe that one rolled all the way to the Little League field out in deep right field. A little bit of a nice complex here at Salem. You have a high school football field to our third base side over. Then you have a couple of tennis courts out towards right field, a couple of Little League games as well. And the 0-1 pitch to Miller is chopped by the Shorebirds dugout. Obviously none of them reach the size of what we have here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Capacity of 6,300, and we might be approaching that today, folks. So Miller is down 0-2 quickly against Davy Cruz. A look at Lopez. A double take, and now we'll kick and fire the 0-2 pitch. It is foul tipped by Miller, and Willems could not come down with the grab behind the dish. So the at-bat and the inning will stay alive. Bonassi's 22nd stolen base of the season adds a run to his name. Lopez at second picked up his 8th stolen base of 2022. An 0-2 count, Cruz with a deep breath. And now here's the kick and the fire. This will be popped up, shallow left center field. Might drop in no man's land, and it does. It will be an RBI single for Tyler Miller as Eduardo Lopez scores from second. The benefit with two outs on the board had the right fielder running on any sort of contact. And now it's a 3-run bottom of the third for the Red Sox. It's a 3-1 lead for the home team. Miller had a couple of RBIs yesterday thanks to his double. Now he has his 49th RBI of the season with that blooper single. So Daniel McElveny, who picked up a single his last time up, will watch the first pitch into the zone for a called strike one. With that hit, it jumped his batting average to a 121. A small sample size, a couple of hits can get that number working up. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball outside. And quickly, it's another 0-2 count lead for the pitcher in Cruz. After a pretty solid two innings of work, where he faced seven batters, he has faced seven alone here in the third. As here's the 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, strike three. McIlvaney chases the high heater, but it's a three spot in the bottom of the third for the Salem Red Sox, and they now lead 3-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Luis Talavera has to certainly be happy by that, and he'll come out for another inning of work in the fourth. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is going to be the top of the fourth inning, and the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 3-1. Frederick Bencosme, Silas Ardwan, and Michael Desson all to bat against the right-handed pitcher Luis Talavera. And a good start from number 46 of the Red Sox. He goes with a strike on a breaking ball on the outside half. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and this will be a bouncer to Tyler Miller. Two hop on the backhanded play, and he'll jog down to first and make the tag for the first out of the inning. Nice play by the right infield corner defender, as Miller had a nice scoop with the hop that came right in front of his body there in the right corner. So now Silas Ardwan, who struck out looking back in the first inning, will watch the first pitch go high and inside for ball one. Luis Talavera comes in with the height of 6'3", 175 pounds, and the 1-0 pitch just missed low and inside for ball two. Will turn 21 years old on February 6th. Signed as an international free agent in 2018 as the 2-0 pitch is foul tipped off the body of Dunlin. And the count goes 2-1. Good bottom of the third inning for the Red Sox. They once again score three runs in the bottom of the third. This time, though, they have a lead. The 2-1 pitch, fastball that catches the bottom half for a called strike two. So a little bit of Luis action at the beginning. Luis Perales and now Luis Talavera. And the 2-2 breaking ball stays upstairs for ball three. Full count coming up for Ardwan. Usual catcher for Delmarva, DHing today. And the 2-2 pitch is chopped foul towards the backstop. And will hold at two balls and two strikes. Salem trying to get the third win of the week and try to defend this home turf pretty well. And the 2-2 pitch is low and outside. And apparently, or it was 3-2, the scoreboard was a little slow. And it's going to be a walk for Silas Ardwan. I said 3-2 earlier, and then the scoreboard Trick me up. And it's a walk for Ardwan. Yeah, now the scoreboard says 3-2 with one out, but they're going to have to fix that one up as Mishael Desson will make his way to the plate. First pitch on the way. Chopper down the third base side will stay fair. Scooped up by Salazar. Throw down to first. It's a hop skip into the glove of Miller, who makes a nice backhanded stab at it for the second out of the inning. Into second goes Silas Ardwan. And Delmarva does have a runner in scoring position with two away. Nice calm play by Salazar on the left corner. And might be a little too much time as the throw was a little close between the first baseman of Miller and the runner of Desson. And now we'll see Creed Williams at the plate. First pitch, he rocks this one out towards right field. Lopez moving to the track, to the wall. He's looking up, and he can't make the grab. It kicks off the glove. Ardwan scores from second. Williams going into third. And it was a nice effort by Lopez, but he can't make the play. And Williams drives in the second run of the night for Delmarva. It's now 3-2 Salem. Tough angle for Eduardo Lopez as he was pretty much pinned up against the right field wall. And he reached up for the baseball, and he had it in the glove, but it spat out, and it rolled back towards the infield. So Willems was just chugging along with two outs, trying to see how far he could go, and he stopped at third base. Now the tying run is 90 feet away, jammed back by Crampton. A hopple hops to Bonassi, throw to first base, and they got the runner. The Red Sox hold on to the lead as Delmarva strands one runner in the top of the fourth inning, but Creed Willems gets his fourth triple of the season. It's an RBI to send home Silas Ardwan to make it a one-run contest. Cruz coming out for another inning of work. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A run scored by the Delmarva Shorebirds in the top half of the fourth inning after Creed Willems' RBI triple makes this a 3-2 contest. And we'll have John Frank Salazar, Matt Dunlin, and Brian Gonzalez up to bat here in the fourth. Cruz is coming out for another inning of work. He's hoping to have more of that first and second inning magic, where he was able to get through a maximum of four batters. First pitch to Salazar. A nice breaking ball. A swing and a miss by the Red Sox third baseman to go down 0-1 in the count. Nice back and forth battle here on Saturday night. And, I mean, what else would you expect with these two teams this week as the 0-1 pitch is missed low for ball one? Don't let the record fool you for the Delmarva Shorebirds. They brought up 12 players from their FCL-level Oriole team to Delmarva right before they came into town. 1-1 pitch, Salazar. Three hopper to Max Wagner. He scoops it up, fires it towards first, and they get the runner for the first out of the inning. Well, let's take a look around the Carolina League at some scores. It's a busy night as the Down East Ducks lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 5-4, top of the eighth inning in that matchup. It began about an hour prior to ours here in Southwest Virginia, as we will see Matt Dunlin, who grounded out towards Max Wagner, back in the second inning come to the plate. First pitch on the way. Nice breaking ball is in there. We're called strike one. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-1. Both those sides picked up a big win yesterday as the 0-1 pitch is knocked right back to Cruz. Nonchalantly gets the catch, and then the throw is just as nice towards first for the second out of the inning. It's almost like when Cruz got that ground ball, he knew that there was nothing that was stopping him from getting that second out of the inning. He reached out with the glove, got it in, looked at his glove, picked the baseball, and pretty much just tossed it in, more like a basketball-style throw into the glove of De Leon. Two easy outs to get things going, and out Gonzalez crushes the first pitch deep out towards left center field. Moving back to the track is Trimble, and he makes the catch. Well, Cruz wanted more of that first and second inning magic, and he got it with three straight outs on four pitches. We go into the fifth. It's a 3-2 Salem Red Sox lead, and Luis Talavera has to go right back out for another inning of work. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A lightning fast bottom of the fourth brings the top of the order up for Delmarva here in the top of the fifth. And Luis Talavera will fire first pitch strike on the way to Reed Trimble. He will lead off this order, and the 0-1 pitch is missed inside for ball one. Even count of one ball and one strike will Reed Trimble start the offense tonight with a solo home run back in the first and popped up to Salazar his last time up. Here's a 1-1 pitch, bouncer to the right side, backhand by Mydroth, and the throw to Miller is in time for the first out of the inning. So we were taking a look around the Carolina lead before that fast inning came to an end. We mentioned how Down East and Carolina are winning their respective matchups right now. Well, they also won last night while the Fredericksburg Nationals dropped their second straight game to Lynchburg, and that means both those teams are 3.5 back of the Nationals. First pitch on the way to Dylan Beavers is a called strike one on the inside upstairs corner. 2-of-2 start tonight for Beavers. He's halfway to the cycle with a single and a triple. And the 0-1 pitch is missed outside, and the count goes 1-1. I always wonder, when a cycle is completed, what is the hardest part of the cycle? As the 1-1 pitch to Beavers is lifted out towards left field, and this will trail into the glove of Gonzalez for the second out of the inning. Now, when I talk to my friends and family about it, I have to imagine it's a triple just because of the angles that you have to work out for. I mean, Beavers got his triple by Carson Simas diving out for a baseball, and it got through the center field and rolled towards the wall, and that helped out Beavers to get that triple. Most times that's probably a single or a double. As we see, Max Wagner will foul off the first pitch for strike one. Home runs are also very hard as well, especially here in Salem, for sure. I mean, the wall here is same height all the way around. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Wagner. Hot shot right to Mydroth, It's another lightning fast 1-2-3 inning. This time the Salem Red Sox get the better end of it. We're halfway there, folks, and the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 3-2 on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, where we just flew through those last two half innings. And now we are in the bottom of the fifth of the 3-2 Salem Red Sox lead. Carson Simas leads things off, and Davy Cruz is back in for another inning of work. And he fires a first pitch breaking ball that's in there for a called strike one. 40 innings of work, 46 pitches thrown as Simas will chop the 0-1 pitch towards the Delmarva dugout. And why not keep Cruz in? I mean, he's been pitching pretty nice. He went through five pitches in the bottom of the fourth. Don't know if that will be top tonight. As here's an 0-2 pitch to Simas. It's a fastball and misses high and away for ball one. All right, so let's get you these Carolina League scores, because we've been flirting around it for these last few innings, but we just haven't been able to get to it because the at-bats have been flying so fast. And Simas will hit this one right off of the leg of Cruz. Wagner picks it up, throw down to first. They get the runner by a step. Cruz to get an assist for that one, but Wagner made a great throw to Isaac De Leon. And even though Simas has the speed, the tag was made just in the nick of time. I don't think the first and third base coach of the Salem Red Sox are too happy with Luke Montz and K.O. Thomas. Luke Montz took off the helmet at third. He couldn't believe it. K.O. Thomas is pleading his case at first. But Shea Graham saw that the throw just beat out the foot. So now Brandon Bonassi in the batter's box. First pitch is taken low for ball one. The switch hitting shortstop for the Salem Red Sox. He is 1-3 today, singled his last time up in the third, and he will slash the 0-1 pitch into the screen behind the plate for strike one. The Augusta Green Jackets lead the Charleston River Dogs 3-1 in their contest in the bottom of the fifth inning as well, while the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Columbia Fireflies 3-1 in the top of the fifth. Bonassi takes a 1-1 pitch low and inside, and the count goes 2-1. But the one you guys have all been waiting to hear, it's a 0-0 game between Fredericksburg and Lynchburg in the top of the third. 2-1 pitch to Bonassi. This chopped ball is going to roll foul the third base side, and the count goes 2-2. Usually Fredericksburg and Lynchburg are the earlier games in the schedule, because Lynchburg starts their home games at 6:30 p.m. from Tuesday through Saturday. But on Saturday, we jumped their start time. So we probably won't know the final of that one until our game is over. As here's a 2-2 pitch to Bonassi, and this breaks inside for ball three. 3-2 game here. Salem leads Delmarva. 3-2 count for Brayer Bonassi with one away. So just taking a look at some of those scores. Down east, 5-5 with Myrtle Beach. Pelicans trying to get a win in this series because it has been a tough go for the Pelicans and Kingston. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and Bonassi will get underneath of this one and send it high and deep to left field. But moving on in is Michel Desson, and he makes the catch for the first out or second out of the inning. I have a correction to make, actually. There has been a defensive substitution out there. Michel Desson is no longer out there. It is Elio Prado who makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So apologies to that, Elio Prado, for misidentifying you. But good catch for the second out of the inning. So now we go down to Eduardo Lopez. Switch hitting right fielder. Takes the right-handed batter's box. And Cruz's first pitch is a breaking ball that misses low for ball one. And now I'm just checking out the outfield and infield. Seeing if there's any big substitution, it seems like everyone else is right where they were at the beginning of the contest. 1-0 pitch to Lopez is a fastball that misses inside. And the count goes to 2-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Lopez. Pops this one straight up. Creed Willem is trying to locate it. Removes the face mask. Makes the catch right next to the giant S behind home plate for the third out of the inning. It's seven straight retired batters by Davy Cruz. It's back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. And we go into the sixth with the Salem Red Sox 3-2 lead. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning, a Salem Red Sox 3-2 lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. And right during that middle, or the end of the fifth inning, going into the sixth, Felipe Rojas Jr. eventually did tell home plate umpire Brian Laws about the change out in left field. So that might affect the at-bat of Michel Desson later on in the inning, as Luis Talavera will fire the first pitch of the sixth inning, low and inside for ball one. Isaac De Leon, Frederick Benkosme, and Silas Ardoin are all set to bat as the 1-0 pitch by De Leon is smacked down the third base side, chopping foul to even the count at 1-1. Middle of the order here for Delmarva, De Leon, is 0-1 today, and he now goes down 1-2 in the count as he foul tips the fastball into the glove of Dunlin. 1-2 pitch, Luis Talavera still looking for his first punch out of single A ball. Doesn't get it there as it's just nicked on by De Leon. And the count goes 1-2. Exciting competitive game so far between Delmarva and Salem. All of them have been this week. Three games divided by three runs or less. 1-2 pitch. De Leon gets underneath of that one, pops it up, and this will move out of play into the concourse area. It actually hit off the right arm of one of our ushers here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Really hope he's okay. I think he just laughed it off, though. But he was trying to move out of the way, and it came down on the right arm right next to the elbow. Everyone making sure that he's A-okay, and he's walking it off like a pro. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and De Leon will pop this one up, and this one will go right into the seats, Bounce off a bit and into a kid's glove. Nice angles played by that kid. It's dangerous right there behind the netting, and the 1-2 pitch is popped on up. This time, the right field seating will have a free foul ball. Biggest thing to notice in this at-bat is De Leon is fending off some pitches. Has a 1-2 count, and here's the seventh pitch of the at-bat from Luis Talavera. Pitch on the way. This will hit to the left side. Backhand play by Bonassi. Jumping up, makes the throw to Tyler Miller, and it's on the money for the first out of the inning. It took a bounce in the Miller's glove, and Bonassi tried to perfect that air time at shortstop. May not have been the most perfect job by the shortstop, but hey, if you just get into the glove of Miller, before Isaac De Leon gets the bag at first, he got the job done, and that's exactly what Bonassi did for the opening outs. So this brings up Frederick Ben-Cosme, who is 0-2 today. First pitch, he will hit this well out towards right center field. It drops in front of Lopez. It's a one-pitch single for Frederick Ben-Cosme. He has his first on-base appearance of the night, and it comes with one out in the top of the sixth. So that snaps a streak of five straight retired batters from Luis Talavera and brings us to an end of the 1-2-3 inning streaks since the bottom of the fourth inning. Tying run aboard for Delmarva, and here's the first pitch to Silas Ardwan, and misses low for ball one. 3-2 lead for the Salem Red Sox over the Delmarva Shorebirds, six games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals for the North Division first place in the second half of the season. 1-0 pitch to Ardwan inside off the glove of Dunlin, but nice alertness from the catcher to rip off the face mask and pick up the baseball and hold the runner Ben-Cosme at first. But the count does go to 2-0. A nice lead for Ben-Cosme at first base. Miller is guarding the bag. And here's the 2-0 pitch, and Ardwan hits to the left side. Taylor made double play, but Bonassi lets it get through him, and he doesn't have a play at any base. It could have been a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play, but Bonassi could not feed up the ball perfectly off the glove and never had a throw at second or first. So now the tying run for the Shorebirds moves into scoring position, and Ardwan reaches safely on the fielding error by Bonassi. So we just mentioned how Elio Prado checked into the game in left field for the Shorebirds, and now he's up to bat. First pitch to Prado, and this is popped up down the right field side, hooking into the seats it goes. Shorebirds now are out hitting the Red Sox 5-4 after that Frederick Ben-Cosme single. Oh, one count. Here's a pitch from Talavera, and this is high and inside. And the count evens up at 1-1. A little stretching going on in the Salem Red Sox bullpen. Talavera has had a pretty great stint so far. 3 1/3 innings of work. He has only fired 42 pitches. Pitch number 43 is just inside with the fastball, and the count goes to 2-1. A little cloudy day here in Salem, Virginia, but no rain in the forecast. As the 1-1 pitch is in the works, and this is hit up towards the middle. Right back to Talavera, throw to second, and Mydroth is able to keep his right foot on the bag and save the baseball for going out towards center field. That gets the second out of the inning. It takes away a double play ball, though, and now Delmarva will have runners on the corners for Creed Willems. Well, Talavera got the ball in his glove, and the thought process again was, can the Red Sox turn two? Well, the throw to second was a little bit off of the bag, but a good reach by Mydroth to get the catch and keep the foot on the bag. First pitch to Willems is a soft grounder that will roll foul for strike one. So Prado reaches safely at first, and he moves the tying run for the Shorebirds to third base. So this becomes a big opportunity now and a big stage for Matt Dunlin to make sure the ball doesn't get past him. And here's the 0-1 pitch. Once again, Willems just a little too early on it, and he chops it foul down the first base side. So good start to the at-bat. This might be one of the biggest pitches of the day here for Luis Talavera, with an 0-2 count with two away and the tying run being 90 feet away. 0-2 pitch, Prado goes, pitches low and inside, and it gets past Dunlin. It rolls through the backstop, and scoring from third is Ben Cosme, going all the way to third and sliding it safe is Prado. And on the pass ball, the Delmarva Shorebirds have erased the deficit. It's now 3-3, Delmarva and Salem. But one thing that you could not have happened did for the Salem Red Sox. On a fastball low and inside, it skipped right in front of Dunlin and couldn't get his glove to the backhand side in time. And now you have to worry about giving up the lead here. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Willems pops it straight up and will go behind the netting down that third base side. And the count will stay at 1-2. Just a couple of mishaps on the defensive side here in the top of the sixth half. Tied up the ball game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Now Willems will chop this foul down the first base side. By the way, Elio Prado is credited with his third stolen base of the season, and then the advancement to third came off of the wild pitch. 1-2 count to Willems, and this is just outside for ball two. Try to go with the heat, just couldn't catch the corner. And now we work with Deuces Wild. Willems scored a runner with a triple in his last at-bat. And here's the 2-2 pitch, and Willems just early on it again. A ground ball that rolls foul, and the count will stay at 2-2. Willems is a big batter for Delmarva. 6 feet tall, 225 pounds, the 19-year-old out of Texas, taken in the eighth round of the 2021 MLB draft. 2-2 is the count. Pitch is on the way. This will be hit to the right side. A few bounces to Mydroth. He will scoop it up and throw it to Miller in time for the third out of the inning. But Delmarva picks up a run to erase the deficit. It's a brand new ball game, 3-3, as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 3-3 ball game between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Bottom of the sixth will be led off by Chase Meidroth, and he pops up the first pitch foul for strike one. Well, we welcome back Ryan Long to Salem Memorial Ballpark, the new pitcher into the game for the Shorebirds, as the 0-1 pitch to Meidroth will miss low and away for ball one. Our apologies, it actually caught the bottom outside corner for strike two. Delayed call there from Brian Laws, and now Meidroth in an 0-2 hole. Here comes the kick from Long in the delivery, and this is slapped over the shortstop's head and crammed in out towards left field. And Meidroth picks up a leadoff single. It's his first base hit of the contest, and now the lead run for Salem is on the base paths. Well, that snaps a streak by Davy Cruz, and the 18-year-old pitched a wonderful outing for the Shorebirds. Five innings of work for Cruz, gives up four hits, only two earned runs, strikes out two batters, all in 59 pitches. Cleanup hitter Tyler Miller at the plate. First pitch will be fouled straight back towards the netting. And the count will go 0-1 for Tyler Miller, who singled his last time up in the third. Miller also picking up an RBI today, so sits just short of 50 on the year. Ryan Long, the right-handed pitcher, fires it to the left-handed batter of Miller, and it's swung on a miss for strike two. Well, Ryan Long has just been great in wins recently. He took a little bit of time off on the injured list from his second-to-last appearance on July 15th and his most recent appearance of August 14th. 0-2 pitch in the works, pitches away, and this misses low for ball one. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. But the last three games that Ryan Long has pitched, three straight wins. 14 innings of work, allowing one earned run and seven hits. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Miller will foul this back, and the count will stay at 1-2. Not also forgetting an impressive near 5-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio, 19 punch-outs, and 4 walks allowed. Also on a current 12-inning scoreless streak, so the Red Sox are going to have to break through that hole if they want to get the lead again. 1-2 pitch, Miller underneath of it, pops it up, a can of corn possibly for the third baseman of Max Wagner. He drifts out to foul territory, and he makes the grab for the first out of the inning. So Miller drops to 1-of-3 today, and now Daniel McElveny, who is 1-of-2 today with a single back in the second, comes to the plate. Lead run is represented by Chase Meidroth. He is at first base for the Salem Red Sox. Ryan Long, the new pitcher in the game, will fire the first pitch, and it will miss low for ball one. Spent a little time with the FCO Orioles. Wasn't all that great in 2021. An 0-2 record with a 7.71 ERA. Had four starts, seven innings of work, allowing nine hits and one walk. 1-0 pitch will be fired low for ball two. McElveny enjoying a nice lead in the at-bat. Big repertoire as well for Ryan Long. Four-seam fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, and cutter. He's got the full arsenal for the Delmarva Shorebirds. 2-0 pitch to McElveny, and this is fouled back towards the screen. And the count 2-1 for the Salem designated hitter. Fans sticking around, and if you take a look at the hot dog stand out in the right field side, it has been long all day long. People want their hot dogs here as the 2-1 pitch misses low and outside for ball three. You know, when you come to the ballpark for games from Tuesday through Sunday, usually Tuesday you have one of those lighter crowds, and Saturday the crowds build up, and it's been a continuous line throughout all six innings tonight of people just trying to go get hot dogs. Here's the 3-1 pitch to McElveny, and this is fouled back. And the count goes full. I mean, it stayed that same length for the last six innings. It hasn't gone shorter or longer. It's just constantly just a long line of people that are hungry. Here's the 3-2 pitch. McElveny drives us out towards right field. Moving back to the track is Beavers reaching up, and he makes the grab. Mydroth will tag at first. He will slide head first in the second. Nice aggressive base running by the Red Sox second baseman, and McElveny moves the leading run into scoring position. So working to your strengths, and that is what Chase Mydroth just did there. He saw the ball was driven deep enough, and Beavers was really much at the wall out in right field, similar to what Lopez did earlier. But this time, Beavers comes down with the catch, and now we move down to John Frank Salazar as the first pitch is in there for a called strike one. An 0-2 start to today for Salazar. He struck out swinging in the second and grounded out in the fourth. Leading run in scoring position now for the Red Sox. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Salazar pops this one up, and he's in an 0-2 hole as it makes its way into the seats. Pretty even ball game. Three runs for both sides, five hits for both sides. Red Sox do have one advantage, and that's in the airs. Two to compared to Delmarva's one. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch from Long, and Salazar swing and a miss for strike three. Ryan Long has his first punch out of the night. The Salem Red Sox strand one base runner at second, and we go into the seventh with a 3-3 ball game. Final three innings up. It's going to be a tight ride to the finish line. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Into the seventh inning we go. A 3-3 game between Delmarva and Salem. Both teams so even on the scoreboard. And now Osvaldo De La Rosa will come into the game for the Salem Red Sox. Tough part of the order coming up. 9-1-2 with Adam Crampton and then Reed Trimble and Dylan Beavers. Osvaldo De La Rosa has one of the best win percentages out of all Salem Red Sox bullpen pitchers. He is 6-1 this season. First pitch on the way to Crampton is missed low and inside for ball one. Not only that, but his ERA has improved over the last few weeks. It's now only at a 4.33 in his 26 prior appearances. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Crampton, and this is popped up down the first baseline, and it heads into the seats down the right field side. His 27th appearance now makes him the second most used pitcher this season, only behind Adenis Bautista, who has 28 appearances this year for the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch to Crampton. This is chopped towards the third base side. Just fair the bag. Tough play here for Salazar. Throw to Miller, who reaches out and makes the grab for the first out of the inning. That throw from Salazar came in foul territory, but he gunned it down from one corner to the next, and Miller has had a solid game at first base. He's had a few tough throws come his way, and he's made pretty much good work out of everyone that comes in his direction. And that one was another one here to start off the seventh. So top of the order now, Reed Trimble, who hit that home run back in the first, is 1-3 today. First pitch to Trimble is low, and it comes off the glove of Dunlin towards the backstop for ball one. A little bit more on Osvaldo De La Rosa. He has pitched 43 and two-thirds innings of work. He's allowed 42 hits and 21 earned runs. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and the fastball misses upstairs for ball two. 19 walks allowed, 36 strikeouts. Opponents hit 261 off of Osvaldo, and here's the 2-0 pitch to Trimble, and it misses low for ball one. Delmarva erased their one-run deficit in the top of the sixth inning when they were able to score off a passed ball, as a 3-0 pitch to Trimble is right down the middle for a called strike one. Let's take a look at Luis Talavera's Salem Red Sox debut. Four innings of work, three hits allowed, one earned run allowed, two in total. Didn't get any strikeouts, though, and here's the 3-1 pitch to Trimble, and that misses away at 91 for ball four. So Trimble has his second on-base appearance, his first since his solo shot in the first, as he has walked on five pitches. So now Dylan Beavers comes to the plate. A solid hitter for Delmarva this entire week as well as today. He is 2-3 with a single and a triple, and his first pitch is a breaking ball that misses inside for ball one. Big task here for Osvaldo De La Rosa. You've put a chain of some good performances together, and now it's really being tested as Beaver swings and misses on the 1-0 fastball, and the count evens up at one ball and one strike. Throw back to first to check in on the runner, not in time. A little bit of a lead there for Reed Trimble with a 1-1 count coming up. Pitch is on the way to Beavers, and it misses low and outside for ball two. Osvaldo works with three pitches in his repertoire, a fastball between 93 and 95, slider between 80 and 83, and a changeup that can go 86 to 88. 2-1 count, pitch on the way, and Beavers slaps this back towards the netting, and the count evens up at 2-2. 3-3 ball game, one out in the top of the seventh inning. The Shorebirds have the lead runner on the base paths. He is at first. It's Reed Trimble after a walk with one out. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Beavers, and it misses away for ball three. Osvaldo is one of the older pitchers on the Salem Red Sox team as well. 24 years old. He will turn 25 in October. Signed as an international free agent back in 2018. And here's the 3-2 pitch, and Beavers will foul this back. Now, that might not sound all that crazy, being signed as a 21-year-old in the Boston Red Sox organization, but for folks that do not know, I mean, international free agents are signed very early in their careers. We have Edison Paulino for reference, born in 2002. And he was signed as an international free agent in 2018. Brian Bonassi was born a week later, and he was signed the same calendar year as the pickoff attempt back at first almost gets away from Miller, but he's able to glove it, but the tag is not in time on Reed Trimble. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Beavers will swing and miss for strike three. Osvaldo De La Rosa, a big first punch out of his night against Dylan Beavers. And now two outs on the board as Max Wagner comes to the box. Wagner still looking for his first hit today for Delmarva. A ground out, line out, and a strikeout so far. First pitch to Wagner. He will watch the fastball miss outside for ball one. And with him being signed back in March 2018, he got his professional debut only 3 months later in the Dominican Summer League. Might not even been a full 3 months as the start came on June 2nd as the 1-0 pitch is outside for ball two. Now flash forward to 4 years later. Here he is at single-A ball with the Salem Red Sox. And he's got a splendid win-loss record, 6-1. Has to get out of this inning, though. 2-0 pitch, and that's a great pitch as Wagner will swing and miss at 92 for strike one. Wagner was hitting as north as 400 this season for the Shorebirds, now hitting at 267. 2-1 pitch to Wagner. He will sit on the break fastball. That misses low and away for ball three. So hitter's pitch for the Delmarva third baseman, and now Matt Dunlin will jog down to talk with Osvaldo. 3-3 contest between Delmarva and Salem here in the top of the seventh inning. Red Sox in need of a win to stay on the cusp of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Two teams that Salem are chasing in the North Division, they have not played this season, with the Carolina Mudcats and the Down East Ducks. And here's the 3-1 pitch to Wagner. Sends this for a ride out towards right field. Hooking towards the line. Here comes Eduardo Lopez to his left. And he makes the catch on the foul line for out number three. So Osvaldo De La Rosa gave a walk to Reed Trimble, but he goes back-to-back outs against Dylan Beavers and Max Wagner. Pretty good first inning of work for De La Rosa, and now it's time to stretch as we go to the bottom of the seventh. It's a 3-3 score between Salem and Delmarva. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It will be Matt Dunlin, Brian Gonzalez, and Carson Simas against Ryan Long here in the seventh. And the first pitch is taken inside for ball one. 3-3 is our score. Red Sox and Shorebirds tied up. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Dunlin. This is popped up down the first base side. Could be playable for the right side of the infield, but instead it lands on top of the Salem Red Sox dugout for strike one. Well, good news in Lynchburg that the Hillcats are taking it to the Fredericksburg Nationals right now. 6-0 lead, and Lynchburg has really turned it around this week. Tough start losing their first two games to Fredericksburg, but they've won their last two, and now they look like they're on their way, coming with their third straight win of the series. 1-1 pitch here to Matt Dunlin, and it's taken upstairs for ball two. A couple of scores have also gone final around the Carolina League. The Downeast Ducks pull out a nail-biter over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, 6-5, final score. 2-1 pitch to Dunlin, taken low and inside, and it's called strike two. The Ducks beat the Pelicans, 6-5. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats defeat the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-1 as Dunlin hits this to the left side, and it's caught in the air by Adam Crampton, a line drive out to start off the bottom of the seventh. Still, that makes way for Brian Gonzalez, an 0-2 start to the night, a pop-up to Max Wagner in the third, and a pop-up to the center fielder and Trimble back in the fourth. First pitch to Gonzalez. He will send this down the right field side, hooking foul and into the seats. So right now, things are going to look very interesting going into the last 3 weeks of the season and the Carolina League North Division. Because of the Ducks and the Mudcats winning today, the 0-1 pitch to Gonzalez reaching low and fouling it off brings the count to 0-2. So right now, live look at the standings. It's a three-game difference between the Fredericksburg Nationals at the top spot and then the Downeast Ducks and Carolina Mudcats, who are tied for second. 0-2 pitch to Gonzalez is a sent foul, a bullet to the right field seating. Missed just a couple fans as it hit an empty row. And with that screamer, the count goes 0-2. 0-2 count, Ryan Long will kick and deal, and Gonzalez will miss the, he will actually watch the pitch that drops low of the zone for ball one. The pitch missed the zone, not Brian Gonzalez's swing. 1-2 count, here comes Ryan Long, and Gonzalez will watch the fastball miss upstairs. So if the Nationals go on to lose this game today to Lynchburg, then you're only talking about a 2.5 game difference between those three teams in the North Division. 2-2 pitch to Gonzalez, and the fastball just misses low and away, and now the count works full. Good patience here from Gonzalez, fouling off the first three pitches, and now let's watch the next three fly by. 3-2 pitch, check swing on a pitch upstairs. Did he go? The appeal says no. Gonzalez able to fend off that swing, and he gets aboard with a one-out walk, and now Gonzalez is the lead runner for the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the seventh inning. And if you talk about it, if Salem wins today and Fredericksburg loses, you are now down 7-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning as Sima shows bunt and pulls back on a pitch in the zone for a call strike one. Well, then now you're thinking about 5 games difference, and then you can go into the week thinking about a 4-game difference. I know it's glass half full thinking here, but I think the Red Sox can pull out some wins as the 0-1 pitch is sent foul down the first base side. Started off fair, quickly turned upward to the right side of first base, and it got right past the diving De Leon, but it will go for strike two. So pretty much the short answer is that Salem is still not out of it yet. Yeah, 6 games is a lot of ground to make up, but still, you have 23 games left on the schedule. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Sima sends this for a drive out to left field. Coming in hot is Prado, and he makes the catch in stride for the second out of the inning. Gonzalez has to retreat back towards first. And with that out, the top of the order is up with Brayer Bonassi. A pair of lie-outs to Reed Trimble here in the seventh inning. And now Bonassi, who is one of three today, will go into the left-handed batter's box for the first time after his first three appearances came in the right-handed batter's box. Going against the right-handed pitcher of Ryan Long. First pitch on the way, and it's in there for a called strike one. One count, pitch on the way to Bonassi, and this misses low and outside. Good block by Willems to keep the ball in front of him. And the count's even at one ball and one strike. 3-3 game, Delmarva and Salem. The Red Sox got all three of their runs in the bottom half of the third. Meanwhile, the Shorebirds, a single run in the first, a single run in the fourth, and a single run in the sixth. 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, and this is a fastball that misses upstairs to 91 for ball two. Other games to look at around the Carolina League are the Charleston River Dogs beating the Augusta Green Jackets 5-3. Games at the top of the seventh inning, and the Kannapolis Cannonball is leading 5-1. Bonassi pops up the 2-1 pitch. Wagner quickly to the wall, and he looks up, and it lands about two rows up on the third base side. But if the River Dogs are able to hold off to that win, and Columbia drops their game to Kannapolis, not only will it end a very impressive win streak of 8 straight games, but it'll give Charleston a 2.5 game lead over the Fireflies. So great divisional battles towards the end here in the Carolina League. Deuces wild as Gonzalez goes, and Bonassi swings and misses on strike three. He goes down after the swing on his knees, but he gets right back up. He is A-OK. The Red Sox ran one base runner in the bottom of the seventh, and we stay at a 3-3 game. Osvaldo De La Rosa is coming out for another inning of work in the upcoming eighth. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Middle of the order coming up for the Shorebirds with Isaac De Leon, Frederick Ben Cosme, and Silas Art Juan. Scary bunch coming up against Osvaldo De La Rosa in a 3-3 ball game between Delmarva and Salem. Pitches on the way from De La Rosa, and the first pitch goes down the middle for a called strike one. All right, so we had a good amount of offense in the early going here, but these last few innings have been quiet on the offensive side, and the question is, who's going to break through first as the 0-1 pitch to De Leon is inside for ball one. Obviously, with the win today, the victor will be able to say they've at least clinched a share of this series split as the 1-1 pitch is upstairs for ball two. And not only they would say that, hey, we have three wins and you have two, but they have a chance to go for the series victory tomorrow night. 2-1 pitch from De La Rosa. Swing going to miss by De Leon who sends him out of the batter's box to bring the count even at 2-2. 230 hitter on the season for the Shorebirds, 8 home runs, 52 RBIs. Trying to get the offense going here in the 8th. 2-2 pitch, and this will spike behind home plate for ball 3. O of 2 day for De Leon, a walk in the first and grounded out in the 3rd and the 6th inning, especially in the 6th when he led off the frame. Here's a 3-2 pitch, and this is high at eye level for ball 4. So the leadoff batter, Isaac De Leon, is walked on a full count pitch, and the leading run from the Shorebirds is on the base path. So now Frederick Ben-Cosme is the next batter up for the Shorebirds. He singled his last time up and was able to get as far as scoring. As the first time he's owned a bunt, perfectly placed ball down on the third base side, picked up by Salazar, throw to first, and they get the out. But a textbook bunt by Frederick Ben-Cosme moves the runner and De Leon to second base, and he even was in flirting with a chance of getting an infield hit, and surprised Salazar attacked it so early with the ground ball, but he scooped it up, nice transfer in stride, and threw it towards first for the first out of the inning. I mean, it was so close to the line. I wonder if the Red Sox third baseman had any thought about watching it just try to roll foul, as Silas Ardoin will swing at the first pitch and miss for strike one. Ardoin is 0 of 2 today. Walked in the fourth, reached safely on a Bonassi error in the sixth. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Check swing by Ardoin, but it's in there regardless for a called strike two. The Delmarva designated hitter with one out and the leading run in scoring position. 0-2 pitch, and it drops low of the zone for ball one. And Frederick Ben-Cosme has done so much for this team, and even though today you take a look at that stat line and say, 1-4, that's average. But, I mean, his at-bats have been so crucial this week. 1-2 pitch, and that got him looking. Fastball down the middle gives Osvaldo De La Rosa his second punch out of the night, and it's a second out of the inning. Second time that Silas Ardoin has also gone down looking. And we're going to get our second plate appearance of the day for Elio Prado. Reached on a fielder's choice his last time up, and the first pitch will be taken outside for ball one. It was a grounder right back to the pitcher in Talavera, who then turned around, fired to Chase Meidroth at second, and the throw almost went wild. But it was able to get the lead runner at the time, as the 1-0 pitch is into the zone for a called strike one. With two runners aboard, they still got a runner into third, Delmarva, and Prado was able to reach safely at first, kept the inning going, and then Cosme scored on the pass ball. 1-1 pitch, big swing by Prado, but couldn't catch up to it, and now is down 1-2 in the count to Osvaldo De La Rosa. 3-3 score in the top of the 8th inning. Staying competitive towards the end. Here's the 1-2 pitch from De La Rosa, and it misses low for ball 2. And the count evens up at deuces wild. Another chance here for Osvaldo to get out of the frame. The kick and the deal, and this will be hit to the right side. Goes through for a base hit. It's scooped up by Lopez. The runner will be sent. The throw towards the plate, and it is in time. Lopez saves the inning. He keeps it a 3-3 ball game with a strike from right. And we go to the bottom of the 8th with a tied score. Salem 3, Delmarva 3. Bottom of the 8th, up next. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 3-3 contest in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the man responsible of keeping it that way is the first man coming to the plate with switch hitting right fielder Eduardo Lopez. At the top of the eighth inning, a single by Prado the opposite way towards right field was scooped on up. It took a hop throw into Matt Dunlin's body, and he got the ball in hand, and he made the tag at home as a sliding De Leon was not able to reach safe. So we go into the bottom of the eighth with a 3-3 score, and the switch hitting right fielder will take the first pitch on the outside half for a called strike one. Lopez tonight has reached base safely on a hit by pitch, and the 0-1 breaking ball is in there for a called strike two. So we'll go Lopez, Mydroth, and Tyler Miller. And the 0-2 pitch to Lopez is lifted up down the left field line. And out of play it goes. And we'll stay at 0-2. But you were asking about, or wondering about, who was going to be that drive as Lopez sends it out deep to center field, moving back towards the track and making the grab is Reed Trimble. First out of the inning comes with a loud out towards dead center, and Lopez is retired for the third time today. So now Chase Mydroth will come to the plate. He led off the sixth inning with a single, and now is one of three so far today. First pitch on the way to Mydroth, and that is high for ball one. So in a game like this, where the score is 3-3, it's a little bit of difference that can change it as Mydroth pops this one up to shallow left field, calling everyone off as Adam Crampton, and he makes the catch in shallow left field for the second out of the inning. But in a game that's this late into it, this tied, and it really been, the offense hasn't been going as much for both sides as it has this week, you're going to have plays like that. Maybe in a 4-3 lead for Delmarva, De Leon is held at third base in that wild throw from right, as Tyler Miller will take the first pitch low for ball one. But you just can't. You never know the opportunity that you're going to have presented to you this late in the contest. And now the 1-0 pitch to Miller is a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike one. Miller is 1-3 tonight. He picked up a single back in the third inning. Drove in the third run of the game for Salem, and now the 1-1 slider misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Meanwhile, the Red Sox have gotten a base runner on in the last two innings, but haven't really been able to move them all that much, as Miller will jam the 2-1 pitch foul down the first base side. Friendly reminder, the series finale is scheduled to be played at 5.05 p.m. tomorrow night. Delmarva Shorebirds, Salem Red Sox, Game 6. Of six. Wild one here tonight. 3-3 ball game. 2-2 pitch with two away. Miller underneath of this one. Straight up, but out of play into the concourse. And the count will stay at 2-2. Here's the pitch to Miller, and this is fouled straight towards the Salem Red Sox dugout. And the roller will hit off the fence and stay out of harm's way for the Red Sox players. Miller firing off a few pitches here, staying alive. Another 2-2 pitch from Long, and a swing and a miss, strike three. Ryan Long ended the seventh with a strikeout. He actually ended the sixth with a strikeout, and he ends the eighth with a strikeout as well. That's good enough for his third punch out of the night. A 1-2-3 inning is complete, and we go to the top of the ninth with a 3-3 ball game. A new pitcher coming on for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you that name and information when we come back on the other side of this break. Thank you. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We are knotted up at three apiece in the top of the ninth inning. And Graham Hoffman is the new pitcher in for the Salem Red Sox and replacing Osvaldo De La Rosa. De La Rosa went two innings of work where he allowed one base hit, walked two batters, and struck out two on the night. So the fourth pitcher of the night for the Salem Red Sox is number 38, right-handed pitcher Graham Hoffman, and he will go against the 8-9-1 part of the Shorebird order. Willems the first batter, and he takes the fastball low and away for ball one. Hoffman with a 2-1 record this season for Salem, an ERA of a 3.34, and here's the 1-0 pitch, a fastball that misses high and away for ball two. 22nd appearance this year for the Red Sox, 29 and two-thirds innings of work, where he's allowed 25 hits and 11 earned runs. Here's the kick and the deal, and Willems fouls this straight back, and the count goes to 2-1. Has only walked 14 batters compared to the 35 he has struck out, and has a solid opponent's batting average number of 219. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and the breaking ball will miss upstairs for ball three. So Creed Willems sitting with a 3-1 count advantage. And now you think to yourself, next run wins this ball game, as Willems will hammer this deep to right field. Lopez looking up, moving to the wall. Is this ball gone? It is. It's a solo home run for Creed Willems. He had a triple earlier on in the contest, and this solo shot to right gives Delmarva the late 4-3 lead. It sounded good off the barrel. Lopez was trotting back towards the wall, and he was looking up pretty much the entire way. And when Delmarva needed it the most, Willems delivered. And now the first pitch is shot into the Shorebirds dugout. And I think it may have hit an assistant coach in the first base dugout. Some of Delmarva's team members are running over to check in on him. I think he's okay, but man, that was a scary sight off the foul ball. 0-1 pitch now, and this one will be missed upstairs for ball one. So Willems goes yard for the third time this season. The second home solo home run today for the Shorebirds. And a 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Adam Crampton. And now he goes down 1-2 in the count. But Reed Trimble set the pace today with a solo home run back in the first inning. And now quite possibly another home run by Delmarva in the late stages of this one would be the difference in the result tonight. 1-2 breaking ball miss upstairs for ball two, and the count is even. Nobody put aside in the top of the order coming up for the Shorebirds. 2-2 pitch. Crampton fouls this towards the backstop, and we will stay at 2-2. Well, for Hoffman and the Red Sox, it's just now about getting three outs, going to the bottom of the ninth, only down by one. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball misses low and away, and the count will go 3-2. Payoff pitch coming up, it's fired away, and this misses low for ball four, and Graham Hoffman walks the batter of Adam Crampton, and the top of the order will come up with nobody out, and a runner on first. Pitcher coach Nick Green will jog on out to try to calm down Hoffman. Second time this week we are getting to see Graham Hoffman on the mound, and he pitched a pretty good two innings of work. Only gave up two hits in that performance on Wednesday night. Remember how big of an outing that was for Hoffman. You had runners at second and third base in the top of the sixth inning, with only one out on the board, and Hoffman went back-to-back punchouts to get out of that inning. I thought that was one of the best two at-bats that Graham Hoffman has tossed at home this season. And right now, it's not a good start for Graham Hoffman, but has a chance to maybe even get a double play here and built some momentum with a 4-3 Delmarva lead. So after a little conversation with Nick Green, Matt Dunlin, and Graham Hoffman, they step aside and back to playing baseball. Reed Trimble in the left-handed batter's box, and the first pitch from Hoffman, a swing, going to miss for strike one. Well, whatever they talked about, they said go fastball low, and Reed will chase on it, and he did. Trimble is 1-3 today. Solo home run, like we mentioned, back in the first inning. And here's the 0-1 pitch. Trimble will jam this one up, and it's chopped down the third base side as the count goes to 0-2. So when the Salem Red Sox eventually get to the bottom of the ninth, they'll have Daniel McElveny, John Frank Salazar, and Matt Dunlin all to bat. You know, we mentioned how many of the bats aren't starting today for Salem. Edison Paulino, Keir Meredith, Gilberto Mexicano. Do you go to a pinch-hitting strategy here if you're Luke Montz? Hoffman steps off the rubber, and we'll check the 0-2 pitch. That's nothing to say compared to the batters that we just listed in McElveny and Salazar and Dunlin, but all are new faces here to Salem. 0-2 pitch, but first a pickoff attempt at first is not in time for the sliding Crampton. O2 count, good spot for Hoffman, and here's the pitch, and this is will be blooped on out shallow left field. It drops for a base hit. Charging in is from Gonzalez. He throws it back towards second, and into second base goes Adam Crampton, and it's a Reed Trimble single. So three straight batters have reached safely, and this is where it gets a little dangerous. Dylan Beavers, who has a single and a triple today, comes up to the plate, and you can kind of just feel it here that this at-bat could change the course of this game. First pitch to Beavers is taken outside. Couldn't miss by much for ball one. 4-3 Delmarva lead. The Shorebirds catcher Creed Willems has broken the 3-3 tie. And now the 1-0 pitch, and Beaver swings and misses on the fastball, and the count's even at 1-1. Once again, Salem is having the same issue as last night. They had a big inning of offense, three runs in the bottom of the third, but outside of that, zeros running across the bottom. 1-1 pitch to Beavers, and that's a nice fastball that locked up Beavers at 93, and the count goes to 1-2. Both runners with a little lead at first and second. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Beavers. Try to go off speed, but the Delmarva right fielder did not chase. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoffman trying to get that first out of the inning, and now he will step off the mound and recollect himself. Two-two pitch on the way, and Beavers will slap this foul, rolls up the netting, and will land in the concourse area alongside that third base line. Hoffman is set at the mound, a look towards second, the kick and the deal, and it spikes in front of home plate. Excellent block by Dunlin. Keeps it in front of him and holds Crampton at second and Trimble at first. But with that pitch, it's now a full count. And now you can see some of the arms getting loose in the bullpen out in left field. Well, if you're Hoffman, not only do you want to get that first out, but in this position, maybe a strikeout or something in the dirt. 3-2 pitch, and Beavers takes it low for ball four. With that walk, it loads up the bases. And Max Wagner is going to come to the plate. Luke Moss has not moved from that third base dugout. And I think he's going to let Hoffman try to get out of this jam right here. Delmarva up by one. It's a 4-3 contest. And the Shorebirds have the bases loaded with Max Wagner at the plate. The first pitch is broken low and outside for ball one. Lead-off home run by Willems. a walk to Crampton, a single by Trimble, and a walk by Beavers. And right now, the Salem Red Sox infield isn't playing as if it's pinched in all the way, as the 1-0 pitch misses upstairs for ball two. It's almost as if they're playing for an adjustment of a double play. You had the corner infielders pinched in with Miller and Salazar. 2-0 pitch, and this one is low for ball three, and Wagner's way ahead in the battle with three balls and zero strikes. So that's how the corner infielders are lined up. You have Bonassi and Mydroth also pinched in a little bit, but more onto the dirt. 3-0 pitch, and this one's high for ball four, and on four straight pitches, Max Wagner is walked. Scoring is Adam Crampton, and Delmarva picks up an insurance run as it's now 5-3 Shorebirds. The third walk of the inning by Graham Hoffman, and with nobody out, you've had five straight Delmarva batters reach safely. Tyler Miller and Matt Dunlin work their way to the mound to talk with Hoffman. And now the cleanup hitter of Isaac De Leon is set to come to the plate. Got on with the walk in the eighth inning, but was eventually tagged out at home after Eduardo Lopez's throw from right. Stayed a 3-3 ball game. First pitch to De Leon. That's a nice fastball in 91 with a called strike one. Oh-1 pitch, Hoffman with a deep breath, fires in a swing, going to miss by De Leon. And now Hoffman with a nice lead on the cleanup hitter with an 0-2 count lead. Back-to-back fastballs, let's see if he tries to get De Leon to chase again. Here's the 0-2 pitch, he goes to the breaking ball, it's stopped by Dunlin, has a hit in front of the plate for ball one. Reed Trimble at first base, Dylan Beavers at second base, Max Wagner at first for the Shorebirds, who have probably feeling energized in that first base dugout as they have scored four unanswered runs and now I think to themselves we're three outs away from taking back-to-back wins from the Red Sox. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. De Leon is retired at the plate. It's the first out of the inning, the first strikeout of the night for Hoffman. And it doesn't get any easier now, though, with Frederick Ben-Cosme on his way to the plate. But now you got that strikeout, and now you can put yourself in a situation of a double play ball. First pitch to Ben-Cosme, and that fastball is in there for a called strike one. Just caught the edge of the zone. Another thing is, too, do you go with Ryan Long in the bottom of the ninth through to Delmarva? 0-1 pitch, Ben-Cosme will swing and miss for strike two. It's now starting to click for Hoffman, as five of his last six pitches have hit the zone, or he's gotten the batter to chase. Hoffman with a nice count lead at 0-2, and time is called from the Delmarva batter and Frederick Ben-Cosme. Remember, you have McElveny, Salazar, and Dunlin due up in the bottom of the ninth. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. It's dropped by Dunlin, but Ben-Cosme has nowhere to go with the bases being loaded, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Hoffman. So now Silas Ardoin, who has reached safely with a walk and an error today, but has a couple of strikeouts on both ends of that, will make his way to the dish. And you would think that this is Delmarva's last legit shot at any offense, with the bases remaining loaded. First pitch to Ardoin, a fastball right down the middle, called strike one. Well, even though Delmarva has this two-run lead now, if they don't get any of these runners in, they're going to be still kicking themselves going to the bottom of the ninth. 0-1 pitch, Ardoin will pop this up and into the screen, and the count quickly goes 0-2. Because with nobody out and the bases loaded, you did get that run in with the Max Wagner walk. But you still have bases loaded with nobody away, and weren't able to add on to it anymore. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a foul tipped. R1 just got the best of it. And Reed Trimble was on his way home, but at 75 feet down, he halts and makes his way back towards third. But if I were to tell you a week ago that this would be the Delmarva team that was playing in Southwest Virginia, I would have said, you're crazy. But this new core of players have clicked here in single A. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight punchouts by Graham Hoffman escaped the top of the ninth inning. But Delmarva adds two crucial runs to now lead 5-3 over the Salem Red Sox. Well, three more outs to go for the Shorebirds, but Salem needs two runs to tie, three runs to win in the bottom of the ninth. That's coming up next on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the ninth inning, and after a pair of runs are scored by the Delmarva Shorebirds in the top of the ninth, they go into this frame with a 5-3 lead. Ryan Long back out for another inning of work for the Shorebirds. Daniel McElveny, John Frank Salazar, Matt Dunlin all due up. McElveny will take the first pitch, a breaker into the zone for a called strike one. Ryan Long has been great out of the bullpen for Delmarva. Three innings of work, only thrown 50 pitches, and he has had three strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch misses low for ball one, and now here's the 1-1 pitch. McElveny pops this one up towards center field. Moving over to his right towards the gap is going to be Reed Trimble, and he makes a catch for the first out of the inning. So backs against the wall now for the Salem Red Sox, and they have to react as John Frank Salazar, who is 0-3 today with a pair of strikeouts, comes to the plate. So we saw McElveny, now Salazar, and now Dunlin. Not going to change any one of these batters in the order as the first pitch is missed low and inside for ball one. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Salazar, and it misses outside for ball two. Now hitting 265 on the season. The fans here at Salem getting into it. 2-0 pitch, a swing, and this one's fouled back for strike one. That was one of those home run type swings there from Salazar. Swinging towards the fences, but just got a bit of the ball. 2-1 pitch, and this is a fastball that rockets in at 90 miles per hour for the called strike two. Count even at two balls and two strikes. Here's the kick and the deal, and it misses low for ball three. Williams gives an excellent block, and now Salazar's in a big chance because if you get aboard, then the tying run comes to the plate for the Red Sox. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and this is popped up down the right field side, and this will hook into the seats, and what a catch made. Section 305, about 20 rows up. Catch made by a lucky fan. Took it like a pro. 3-2 pitch to Salazar. Swing and a miss on a high heater. 91 miles per hour out of the hand of Ryan Long. and he gets his fourth strikeout of the night, and it puts the Salem Red Sox on the brink. So this game will be rest on the shoulders of Matt Dunlin, who so far today is 0-3. His first pitch will be taken with the breaking ball, called strike one. Dunlin has put the ball in play in every at-bat, a pair of groundouts and a line-out. 0-1 pitch, he pops up this one, and the count drops to 0-2. And so the Salem Red Sox are down to their last strike in the night. 0-2 is the count. Ryan Long wants to work at a speed unlike any other. He is already set at the mound. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fires away, and this one's missed upstairs for ball one. Count goes 1-2. 5-3 lead for Delmarva over Salem. And time is called by Dunlin. Wants an extra second or two before the pivotal pitch. 0-2 count. 1-2 count, I should say. It's fouled off by Dunlin. And the count will stay at 1-2. I took a look at the scoreboard and forgot. Yeah, now the umpire behind the plate says one ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch from Long. It's a hit hard to the left side. Backhand play made by Crampton. Throw over to first, and they get him by a step or two. And that will do it. Delmarva uses two runs in the top of the ninth inning, and they come away with a 5-3 victory over the Salem Red Sox. Back-to-back wins for the Shorebirds. They clinch at least a share of this six-game series, and they will go for the series victory tomorrow night at 5:05 p.m. Delmarva struck first on the scoreboard, then Salem roared back with a three-run bottom of the third, but then slowly chipping away at the deficit was the Delmarva Shorebirds. They picked up a run in the top of the fourth, picked up a run in the top of the sixth, and then they got the two crucial runs in the top of the ninth to not only get their largest lead of the night, but the needed runs to give them this 5-3 win. With this loss, the Salem Red Sox dropped to 57-55 on the year, 22-24 in the second half of the season. While the Delmarva Shorebirds, they get their 40th win of the year as they are now 40-72, 19-28 in the second half of the season. And tonight's loss is going to hurt for the Red Sox because they've had two nights where the Frederick Nationals, well, they lost the last night, and they're looking like they're going to lose today, that they have not been able to come away with victories, keeping themselves six games back of the Nationals, which each day going by, they're losing ground on their comeback attempt up the division standings. So if Fredericksburg does lose tonight, which they are 7-0 to Lynchburg, it will stay six games between Lynchburg and Salem in the Carolina League first half or second half North Division standings. Meanwhile, looking at some other games around the Carolina League before we go, the Downeast Ducks defeat the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 6-5, while the Carolina Mudcats defeat the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-1 in that contest. The Kannapolis Cannonballers defeat the Columbia Fireflies by the final score of 5-2, snapping that Fireflies 8-game win streak. Meanwhile, you have some games that are currently in action. The Charleston River Dogs leading the Augusta Green Jackets 9-6, and the Lynchburg Killcats up on the Fredericksburg Nationals by the score of 7-0. So this didn't go the Salem Red Sox way tonight, and they lose a close one to the Delmarva Shorebirds, 5-3, the final score. My name is Andy Losey. We all hope you have a wonderful Saturday night. Remember, Game 6 of the series will come tomorrow evening at 5:05 p.m. right here on MILB.TV. We're hoping the rain can hold off on that Sunday afternoon and we can play Game 6 of this ultra-competitive series. The Red Sox will try to go for the series tie tomorrow. The Delmarva Shorebirds will try to go for the series victory. That will do it from here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Delmarva Shorebirds victorious 5-3 over the Salem Red Sox. We all hope you have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Have a wonderful night, everyone.